Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, the National Youth Consultation Make Your Mark closes at midnight tomorrow. Visitors to East Meon and Clanfield can carry on camping this summer. A charity based near Petersfield is sending school bags to Ukraine. And Chris Skinner has some ideas of things to do in this week's What's On for the local area. I'll bring you all of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Jeremy Hunt says tax cuts will offer much-needed help in challenging times and stimulate economic growth. The Chancellor delivered a statement aimed at reviving an ailing economy and reversing the Conservatives' opinion poll deficit. Mr Hunt made a two-pence cut in national insurance for workers and the self-employed, the centrepiece of a tax-cutting budget, with one eye on this year's general election. Well, he's also promising to help the NHS to meet pressures in the coming year with an additional £2.5 billion of funding. He believes major digitalisation across the service will benefit all hospitals.
We will slash the 13 million hours lost by doctors and nurses every year to outdated IT systems. We will cut down and potentially halve form filling by doctors using AI. We will digitise operating theatre processes.
Well, Green Party MP Caroline Lucas says there was a climate-shaped hole in the budget speech.
What we had were things like the freezing of fuel duty for the 14th year in a row. It has single-handedly increased our emissions by about 7%, and it disproportionately benefits richer people.
In other news, Lord Cameron says he had a tough conversation with an Israeli minister over Gaza aid access. The Foreign Secretary met with Israeli Minister Benny Gantz. He says they discussed efforts to secure a humanitarian pause to get the hostages safely home, along with getting life-saving supplies into Gaza. The taxpayers footed a £15,000 bill to cover damages paid out by the Science Secretary Michelle Donnellan. She'd falsely accused an academic of supporting Hamas. Former This Morning presenter Fern Britton says she doesn't think she can comment on the recent events at the ITV show. Speaking on Wednesday's Celebrity Big Brother, she told a fellow housemate she thinks the new presenting lineup of Ben Shepherd and Kat Deeley is a new era. And it's early exits for both Katie Bolter and Jack Draper at the BNP Paribas Open. Bolter arrived at the tournament riding a crest of a wave after recent success, but lost in quick fashion to Italian opponent Camilla Giorgi. From Radio News Hub, I'm Phil Towers.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Jo Gray at Petersfield's Shine Radio. The National Youth Consultation Make Your Mark closes at midnight tomorrow. We spoke to members of the Hampshire Youth Parliament to find out more.
Make Your Mark is their chance to vote on the top 10 issues in Hampshire.
The Make Your Mark ballot really is an incredible opportunity for young people to get their voice heard. I think it's a really unique opportunity as well, because from this, change is going to be made. You know, there's debates on this topic and as well as the campaigns. So therefore, I really do urge you to vote.
It is eligible to all 11 to 18-year-olds living or studying in Hampshire.
Deadline is 8th of March, so don't miss your chance.
And you can vote by going to the link hampshireyp.org/make-your-mark.
Visitors to East Meon and Clanfield can carry on camping this summer. Phil Humphreys reports.
Happy campers will be able to set up in two local places after approved changes of land use in the area. Plots of land east of Pastures Farm in Clanfield and at Dunscombe Farm in East Meon can be used as campsites throughout the summer months. Landowners had applied for permission for visitors to loiter within tents on up to 60 days between May and September. Now, planners have agreed to the idea. Parish councils raised no objections either. Hampshire Fire and Rescue Service has asked that site owners ensure proper access for firefighters. They want quick access within 45 metres of every part of the campsites.
A charity based near Petersfield is sending school bags to Ukraine. The organisation is focused on the education of children affected by Ukraine's conflict with Russia. CEO Denis Vyskaskin says the school bags they prepare can be an educational lifeline for a child in a bomb shelter.
We are trying to give them this school bag that is perfectly packed with water bottle and schools and stationery and lunch box and little towel and toothpaste and so on. It's not just a school bag. It's their takeaway and runaway bag. So they've got their water, they've got their little snack when they're sitting and waiting in the dark with the torch of a mobile phone, if you got one. So we're trying to create a little world within this rucksack, within this school bag.
And you'll be able to find out more about the charity's appeal at shineradio.uk. And Chris Skinner's here with some ideas of things to do in this week's What's On.
Saturday the 9th of March at 10 a.m. is Petersfield Seed Swap with our very own Claire Venice and Steve Amos at Winton House. Thursday the 14th of March at Petersfield Museum is a three-week short course in novel writing. Starting at 7 p.m. until 9 p.m, the course costs are £60 and places can be booked via the museum's website. Friday the 15th of March at Gallery No. 30 is live jazz music with Jack Boyd as he continues his UK tour. Tickets are £5 each and the music starts at 7 p.m. And don't forget that this Sunday the 10th of March is Mother's Day, so why not treat your mum to a nice dinner at one of the many restaurants and pubs around the area that are offering Mother's Day meals. And you can see full details of many more events like those in our online events guide. It's at shineradio.uk.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from the weather desk, I'm Anne Marden. Today in the Petersfield area, it should be another much-needed dry day with sunny spells in the morning. Top temperatures of 10 degrees will feel cooler in the easterly light breeze. The afternoon will be a little cloudier with sunset at 5:55 and dipping to 3 degrees overnight. Sunrise on Friday is just after 6:30 a.m. and Friday will have a lovely sunny start to the day, getting cloudier in the evening with top temperatures of 11 degrees. Enjoy your day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Pavement work continues on Station Road and Chapel Street today. School Lane is closed with a diversion in place and Islands Farm Lane remains closed as well. There's reports of works on the 272 near Ramsdean Road. There's multiple lights in place there, so delays are possible. And the overnight lane and slip road closures of the A3 are back again tonight. That's from 9 o'clock, both directions from Bearlands. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, call us phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood.
The Petersfield Seed Swap is your chance to plant some ideas for your garden.
Or on your allotment, Claire.
Of course, Steve. We'll be there to help you pick up some inspiration and advice.
And enjoy some specialist talks from experts.
Helia Bowling will be in town to help you start a cut flower garden.
And I'll show you how to plant an amazing veg plot.
Plant some ideas with us at the Petersfield Seed Swap.
It's on Saturday, the 9th of March, at Winton House in Petersfield Town Centre.
And it's funded by the UK Government through the UK Shared Prosperity Fund.
And you'll find more details at shineradio.uk.
Happy gardening.